The show is brought to you by such patrons as Electro Pirate, Dharma Wheelies, Turbo the High Level Squirrel, Big Boy Farts 666, Jesus Penis, Despicable Dogs, Benjamin, It's Leon Motherfucker, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Fancy Pants, MST3 Clay, Anonymous, Gordo, and Crispy808. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more about the show at immoralhole.com. You can find our live show at immoraljuice.com. You can find our archives at travelswithmiriam.com. You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/madhousemilitia. You can help donate or contribute to the show via other means by visiting immoralhole.com/show/contribute.
Oh my god, what the heck is that?
Uncop.
Yes, hello there, sir.
Yes,
have you got prophylactics?
What, sorry?
Prophylactics, sir.
I don't believe so, no.
You haven't got anything for my tallywhacker.
Local Express.
Hi, we're on holiday. We're wondering if you had any prophylactics.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Do you have condoms?
Yeah.
Okay. How many?
How many you want?
Yeah, how many?
How many you want?
How many come?
Yeah.
That's not an answer.
How many you want?
Five, if you have them.
Yeah, five.
Okay, come in the shop. How many do you have?
Come and take.
What?
You come in the shop and take it.
Oh, I thought you said something else completely. I'm sorry, sir. Or madam? Did I offend you? I'm sorry. Ma'am? Hello? Otherwise it's,
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello
yeah.
There, sir. Yes. Have you got your tallywhacker there?
Hello?
Yes, tallywhacker man.
Just hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's regarding?
Yes, I'm the tallywhacker man. I would like
okay.
to inspect your tallywhacker.
So it's regarding?
Yes, it's regarding the tallywhacker.
Tallywhacker.
Yes, your tallywhacker. Hi, what's inside your wanker?
Sorry?
Is there a wanker in there? Hello?
Thank you for calling Circle Camp Riverside. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Have you got the Mentos and the Mentos and the...
Listen, I can't hear you. You got all fucked up shit going on back there.
Ah, oh, shit. Fuck.
Thank you for calling Circle Cam Riverside. I may help you. Hello?
Hello. Hey, is my shit still fucked up?
Is your what still fucked up?
Is my shit still fucked up?
No, now I can clearly hear you. How may I help you?
Well, I gotta ask you, you got the Mountain Dews?
Mountain Dews? Of course we have Mountain Dew.
Okay, what flavor?
Give me a second, because I have customers here, buddy. We got six flavors in, buddy.
How many flavors? Well, no, what ones? Name them. Go.
Huh?
What flavors?
I have six flavors of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but what are they?
You're going to have to call me back because I have customers in front of me and I can't go tell you everything.
No. Tell them to wait, you fucking jerk. Tell them to wait, you fucking jerk. Go look now. Go.
Listen, get the fuck out of here.
Circle K Kittery. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Do you guys got Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Okay, what flavors?
I don't know. What flavor Mountain Dew do we have? A whole bunch of flavors.
Yeah.
All the flavors.
But which one? I'm trying to find one that'll taste all right with bleach in it.
Circle K, can I help you?
Hi.
Hi, Circle K, can I help you?
Oh, did you just call me gay? What happened? Why?
Circle K, can I help you?
Okay, well, this is Square Dwight, and I need to inquire about some stuff. Well, if you just
can you call back in the morning? Thank you very much.
No, I'm a man, let me talk, goddamn you. I'm Square Dwight.
Hello? Yes, hello. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, this is Jeremy. How can I need to get an item from you.
You can place an order through the Deliveroo. We don't take order through the phone. You have to go to the Deliveroo and you can order it.
Why not?
We'll have it delivered to your home. We can't take orders through the phone, sorry.
Why not? Can you not speak the language?
Huh?
Huh? Naughty, naughty!
Time.
Pilot Quarters Junction, Carl speaking. Hello? Can I help you? Can't hear you.
Yes. I left my computer over there. My hand computer?
Nobody's turned one in.
Is it laying around? Oh, it'll start ringing here. I'm going to dial the number right now. Axel Pop, can you turn on the location device, the GPS? Sir? Do you...
Hello, Circle K Raymond. This is Jared. How may I help you?
Hi, I'll have 1-foot-long tuna on white.
This is a convenience store in Raymond, Maine.
But you said your name was Jared.
I am not that Jared.
Why would you answer the phone like that? Go, hi, this is Jared. Like, if you're not going to sub me some delicious Subway sandwiches.
My name happens to be Jared. I am not related in any way to that filth.
How much weight did you lose by eating Subway sandwiches? I want to be like you.
I have never eaten a Subway sandwich in my life. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.
Jerk.
Hello, Circle K Raymond, the Sherrod. How may I help you?
Hi, Jared. Let me go ahead and get a chopped salad this time with the BLT fixings. Then can I get some spicy chipotle mayo on that?
I have a question about Circle K, the convenience store. I cannot help you, so I am going to hang up now.
Oh, well, no, if I had questions about Circle K, I would have called Circle K.
Circle K
in
Biddeford,
how can I help you?
Do you have some clean-up juices from a Jared?
Do I have a what?
Are you selling to clean up the juices from a little fish you call the Jared?
I have no idea.
You got a tarp or a telephone line that doesn't sound like it's from 1994?
No.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, babe.
That's a 96 line. I know that one.
Yeah, no, it's crappy, and I don't think I do have anything like that.
All right, we'll have to just drink the juice.
Yep, you'll have to just figure it out.
Hey, drink that juice. All right.
Drink that juice, baby.
Out here, get it done. Sorry. Have a good night.
You're a whore.
Oh, thanks. Very nice of you. Very, very nice of you.
That's harsh.
I love you, Mom.
That's immoral, geez.
Shut up, slut.
Why don't you guys learn
you
how
guys
to grow
nice
up?
To her. You're a nice lady.
What's going on here?
Hey. Sorry, Socko.
I was wondering if you had a sponge there.
Sponge?
Oh, yeah, one sponge.
One second.
And maple syrup.
Let me check. One second.
All right, I should have enough for that, at least. Or go with a pancake mix. I'm too broke for that. Sponge has the same consistency as a pancake.
I don't have either one. I don't have either one.
Jesus Christ. What am I going to do for dinner? I was going to pour the maple syrup on a sponge and cut that up and eat it up. I only got enough for the syrup. I figure it's got enough sugar for a couple of days. That'll keep me going until the other week. You know? One sponge to eat one day.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't have either one.
What do you have there?
Wait.
Hello?
Hey, brother. How you doing there?
All right, how you doing?
Hey, listen. I had a question. I got a question about, you know, the tobacco dip.
The what dip?
You know, that you put in your lip. The tobacco dip, you know, you put in your lip.
I don't know if we have that. I know we got tobacco, but I don't know about anything right there.
You don't got dip, brother. You got Longhorn?
What kind do you want?
You got Wintergreen?
What kind are you looking for?
Wintergreen.
Wintergreen what?
Wintergreen.
Wintergreen what?
Wintergreen Longhorn.
Yes, I have it.
Hey, don't you get rowdy with me. Hey, I'm trying to give you business.
Thank you for calling your favorite Circle K. This is Chris speaking. How can I help you? Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Not much.
Hey, did you talk to your boss yet for me? Chris?
I'm trying to think of who this is.
Oh, this is Joe.
Joe?
I was gonna work there. You said you were gonna talk to the boss for me. And I got a superpower that I think would make me really good at the job.
Okay.
Yep.
What's your superpower?
Well, I'm not gonna tell you that. You could be a super villain and then you'd know how to defeat me. I'm not gonna tell you. Dude, haven't you watched, like, any movies in the last 10 years? It's all been Marvel, so...
No, I haven't watched any movies. I'm always at work.
Well, see, that's why you need to hire somebody like me, so you can get away and watch a movie. Who's that lady that's laughing over there?
A lady?
Yeah, I heard somebody laughing. I'm very, what do they say?
No,
insecure?
There's no lady laughing.
Oh. And who is laughing?
Chris.
I don't know. Oh, can I talk to Chris?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Not too bad. How's it going?
Yeah, why are you laughing at me there, Sizzle Chest?
I wasn't actually laughing at you. I was laughing at what my supervisor was saying.
Yeah, I'd laugh at him, too. You don't respect him, do you? Your supervisor?
Oh, yeah, I do. Just sometimes he says something
do?
A little funny
okay, good.
And I laugh.
Not much. How you doing?
What can I do
Could
for
I
you?
Talk to your supervisor?
Sure.
Because I want to get hired there. Okay. Yeah, we'll go to person number 3.
Hello?
Hi, is this the supervisor?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I was looking for a job. I was in there earlier.
Okay, did you put in an application?
No. You have to do that?
Yep, you have to do it online.
Oh, I thought I was just going to show up and start working.
No.
I have a question, though. Is it okay if I work from home?
We don't have a job like that.
Oh, what about mental health days?
We don't have those either.
Do I
Hold
get
on,
those?
Man.
Okay.
See you, man. Hello?
Yeah. Could I have like a week off starting this week?
We don't even do that.
Shit. Don't you know that, like, the new generation, we need some special attention, you know? Like, I need to be able... What's
well,
all that noise going on over there?
Well, there's a lot of people coming in and out. It's a busy night.
Oh, you have customers? Ew, I don't want that job then.
Yeah.
All
right, bye.
How do I sign up for that?
Hey.
Circuit K Argyle, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Hey, I don't know, did the boss talk to you yet? About tomorrow morning?
About what?
Yeah, I'm going to have to move the store. I'm going to have some heavy equipment over there. And I need to move the store about 6 feet to the west.
All right.
Because I'm going to do some prospecting. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, just don't be in the building when I move it, though. Because you might get jostled around.
Yeah. All righty.
What are you doing? You know, you're not taking this seriously. I'm talking about moving the building, and you're, like, playing with a bag of Takis or something. I don't know.
No, I'm putting cigarettes away. Or putting them up.
Oh. What about, you got any chewy tobacco? Any snoo-snoo?
Yeah.
What are the ones that you sell to kids? Which one is that one?
Well, I don't sell any of them to kids.
Oh. You ever get kids coming in there saying I'm buying some cigarettes from my dad?
I have not had that, no. Anyway,
that's
I gotta
not
keep
the
going.
Sound
I
of cigarettes. What is
starting to build up?
Well, there's not going to be a store tomorrow anyway, so. Hello? I don't think he likes his job very much.
Hey, this is Anthony.
With a TH or with an FRNEY? Is it Anthony or Anthony?
Okay, if you're just calling to make some stupid jokes, just don't call. Like, if you got something serious, I got you.
Listen, motherfucker, are you a regular Doritos man or are you a Cool Ranch? You better answer my motherfucking questions. Got the sweet chili.
Hey,
oh, you're right.
Plain ones.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, ma'am,
okay.
What? Yeah. No, I heard you. Listen, me and my friends are having a debate. What type of Doritos would a man have to bring you on the first date to make you possibly engage in sexual intercourse with him at the end?
Have a good night.
Didn't understand what it was.
What did
Hello?
You for you?
Hi, I was wondering if you had what do they call it, flossers?
Had what now?
Flouser.
What's that?
We've got some we have some evidence here that we need to bag up. We have bags.
I'm sorry, what are you asking for?
We need to bag up the evidence out here. There's evidence on the ground. We have to bag it up. You have bags? Hello? 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 All right, then.
7-Eleven.
Hello. I was outside and I found some evidence in the parking lot.
What you found?
I found like a crumpled ball. It was a note written in some kind of strange, indecipherable glyph. And I feel like if we can crack this code, we can figure out what they have going on.
You said what? Say that one more time.
So I found a crumpled note with indecipherable glyphs, but I feel like this can be deciphered if we work together to crack the code.
Okay, where you were?
I guess I can come front. I can come to the front, and I will show. I will show the note, and we can look at it together. We can touch it, and put our hands on the paper note, and touch our hands together.
All right.
Do you have experience with cracking codes?
Huh?
You have experience with cracking codes.
Yes.
Oh, my microphone wasn't plugged in. I've been talking into a microphone that wasn't even plugged in, sir.
What is going to the stove?
What? I'm going to be coming through. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, come up to the stove.
I'll bring the decoder. Do you have the decoding ring?
Yeah.
The one that, the decoder from the cereal box?
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Mm-hmm.
Little Orphan Annie?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Little Orphan Annie and the Secret Dakota Ring, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I think you're lying to me.
No, I'm not.
A crummy commercial?
Yep.
These goddamn capitalists have infested my childhood.
Well, you come up to the store then.
Sir, are you trying to seduce me?
No. Sure.
Really?
You say you're coming to the store. Come up before the... Come to the store. That's all you say.
Yeah.
You say you're coming to the store.
But you're saying like, yes, 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 yes. You're saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you're nodding like one of those dipping birds.
He cursed. Or he was gonna curse. Were you going to curse, sir? You were going to just say swear words or something.
No, I just... All right. Y'all holding me up right now. I got a job to do. If you going to come up...
No, we're not holding you up. This is not a hold up. This is not a hold up.
We're...
Just come to the stove. Come to the stove and
kisses.
I deal with y'all there.
No.
Touch you.
You said what?
Touch you.
Touch me.
Oh, it's for like a honey trap.
Is you coming up to the store? Are you not? I can get off the phone with y'all.
I'm on my way. I'm a slow walker.
All right. I'll see you when you get here.
Yeah, I've got one of those horse heads on a stick, so it's like I'm riding a horse.
Wow.
Shit, it's all right.
Circle A.
Baby.
Circle K.
Hi, I was wondering if you guys had some... Listen to me. I was wondering if you guys had a certain kind of milk.
What kind of milk are you looking for, sir?
Milk.
I hear you. We have milk.
Butt milk.
Whatever.
Two, I guess.
Thank you for calling Love's. How can I help you?
I didn't know what button to hit. I heard the prompt for a professional driver, but I'm an amateur driver. What prompt do I hit?
What are you trying to get to, sir?
Well, I'm out here. I got a big rig out here, and I'm trying to get it into the island so I can get some the diesel gunk and put in my truck. But I don't know if I can make the turn because I don't have a CDL. I just have a truck.
I don't think anybody can help you unless you ask a trucker outside.
I need somebody to make the turn for me because I'm afraid I'm gonna hit the pump.
None of us are certified to get in your truck, sir.
Well, I'm not certified to be in the truck either, but that didn't stop me.
I don't know how to help you with that one, sir.
I think one of the hoses is loose, like the air hose.
The air hose is loose? We don't have air hoses in the back.
Do you guys got an extension for, like, maybe I just leave the truck here. Do you have an extension hose for the diesel pump? You could bring it.
Which one are you at? What number are you at?
No, I'm back here for the overnight parking.
Okay, and so you're trying to drive and you don't have a license to drive a truck.
No, I don't have one.
Can you move that truck, please? Can you move your truck, please?
Hey, motherfucker, I'm trying to get help. You're going to have to wait a second.
Oh, shit. Appetizers hated it.
Thanks for calling Quality Inn. How may I help you?
There's a lady. She's right here trying to get in the shower with me.
Let me in the shower. Let me in.
This lady, she wants to get in the shower with me. I'm right here in the shower.
You wish.
Where did you call?
The lady, she's here, but she said if she can get in the shower or no. Yes or no?
Which shower?
Let me in!
I mean the big shower, the big one.
American Inn, can I help you?
Hi, I saw a gentleman go into, you know where like the showers in the room are?
Say again?
Well, I saw him go in and he's taking a shower and I would like to go in to take a shower with him. And I'm knocking on his door, I'm pounding, and he seems a little skeptical.
Who were you talking about? Who are you talking about?
Let me in! I need to take a shower with you!
Bert, who are you talking about?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Let me in!
Who is that?
Let me in!
Who is
it? I want to take a shower with you!
Huh?
I'm the nice lady!
The people say it's okay?
No!
Can you tell him it's okay?
No, I can't do that. I don't
what
even
happened?
Know who you are. I don't know where you are. What room you at?
Oh, no.
Hey, it's okay you take a shower with me, he say?
Yeah, he said it's fine.
It's okay. Let me talk to him.
Yeah, talk to the man.
Hello?
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm in the room. The lady's right here. She said it to. She wants to come in the shower.
Which room?
The big room, you at? The big one.
What big one? What's your room number?
241. She's right here.
The honeymoon. Okay. I'm recording this so I can turn it over to the police department. This is a somebody will have to deal with this.
I'm not doing
Who's gonna deal with what, man? I want her to come in the shower with me, man. I want her to come in.
It don't matter.
She say it's okay.
It's against the law. What you're doing is against the law. You won't identify which room you're in.
What are we doing, man?
We're recording it, so
why?
Why
is it against the law, man?
Who 15?
Shower,
huh?
Please.
Okay, well, if she 15? Cannot come in the shower, can she come? Can you come bring me a pillow?
Which room you in?
215.
215. 215.
215?
Puto.
You're in 215?
Yeah, puto.
Who is this?
Yes. My
who
name
is
Hector Ramirez. Who? Hector Ramirez.
My
I'm
name
coming
is
up
Cortilla
right now.
Costa. No, my
don't
name is
Don't fucking
Cortilla.
Come here, man. I don't have any clothes on, man. You better not come up here, man.
All right, too late. I'm already there.
No.
Fucking, just sit your ass fucking back down, man. Don't come up here.
Okay, he went to look at you naked, man.
Okay, if the lawman's going to be here.
No, he's not.
No, man.
Oh,
hey, Bappy, come on.
Boss
come on, Bappy, get in the shower with me. Come on, let me take
in
the shower.
I'm going to hide in the shower. You can't find us here.
Yeah, come on in. Take the shower. Yes.
It can't be one
take
around.
The shower. Yes.
Huh? You're smoking.
Oh,
I've got a
yeah.
whole bun of high school kids. I will have you left tonight.
Oh, hell no.
Huh?
Who are you talking
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, no, señora, si está hablando. Hector.
Lo siento.
Oh, shit.
Hey, guys, they're calling the cops, bro.
Dumbass.
Pinche.
I yeah, will. You're doing marijuana? I got 32 rooms of high school kids here. Who's all in there?
Oh, me.
What the fuck?
No, you're very drunk.
Are you drunk?
You're drunk.
You guys are running sheets and everything else.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. I've got a recording here. This guy, I want the phone call
trade.
I want a arrest warrant issued for him.
Hello, hello, sir?
Hello?
Hello, sir?
It'll take him
this
a
is
week
Kevin
or two, but he'll show up on your door with a arrest warrant, and you'll be so...
Listen, asshole. This is Kevin McAllister, the father. I want one room with a king-size bed and one of those little refrigerators that you could put mini colas in.
Whatever type of room you like.
Listen, don't get my kids in trouble. Listen, I'll come down there to suck your dick. Just leave my kids alone.
Yeah, poodle.
Yes, sir, officer. Yeah, you can hear them. They're being real cooperative.
Hi,
hello,
officer.
Miss
fuck
officer,
the police. Fuck the police.
Mr. Officer, can you come and kiss me on my big fat ass, please?
Well, I'll do that again. Yeah, moan again.
Hey, Bappy, here. I want
yeah.
you to sneeze the balls. I want you to tickle your nose and sneeze on my balls. Please do it. Oh. Oh, yes.
All right, I don't want to kink-shame people, but that's really weird.
Oh my God.
Huh?
Make it in. Can I help you?
Yes.
Oh,
hi.
We
want to let you know that a trace has been performed.
Trace complete. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Days and Bay Windham. How can I help you?
There's a guy here. He told me if I give him $5 that he gives me the pillow. He says he works with you guys, but I gave him the $5 and he's still in my room.
Who?
Listen, you give you like the $5, but you get to borrow the pillow. You don't get to keep the pillow. I gotta take the pillow back to the front desk.
He says I have to give him the money, and he'll give me the pillow for just a couple hours, and he'll come back and get it.
Have a good night.
You're welcome. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I'm here, and the guy's here, too. He's in my room. He sat down in the chair.
Hello. What room number?
215.
Okay, I'll let maintenance know.
Why are you going to let maintenance know for what? What the fuck are they going to do?
Maintenance.
Can I help
if we
you?
Said, hi, ChatGPT told me to call you and told me if I talk to you in a soft monotone voice like this that you'll help me. Is this true?
True? I cannot understand.
Yeah, is it true? Oh, do you understand what is Lund?
No, Motel 6. This is Motel 6.
Right, Motel 6, yeah.
Bueno, buenas tardes, mija. Con mucho gusto, ¿qué tienes para comer?
No Spanish.
Oh, vieja, estúpida mendiga, babosa, perra, chinga tu madre.
Hey. Did you say fuck the hotel?
No, I said Lodge.
Hello?
Four Seasons Frontette. Hi.
Oh, I totally misunderstood you.
No, you're good, dude. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm up in the room and I'm smoking this dank shit. What's up? Sir?
Yeah.
Yeah? What happened? What happened to you?
Where'd ask him if he wants to join. Ask him if he wants to join.
Tell him we're dipping tobacco, not smoking the good kush.
We have a female friend who's insatiable. She wants to know if you can join us in the room.
I am the predator. Very okay. Thank you.
No, she's clean, man. She got tested like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but that was 2 weeks ago, 30 minutes ago. Too.
Yeah, bro. You should see her pussy. It's all nice and pink and shit. Come up and lick on it, bro.
Hey, bro, you going to be at the front desk? I'll bring you down a slice on a nice paper plate.
That escalated.
All right. You all have a good rest of your night.
Fuck you.
Just come, bro. Come. Come.
You guys are too fucking forward this way, never get me.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, and George, and Billy, and Sue.
Lake House Hotel, can I help you?
Hi, listen, we want you to come upstairs because we smelled you, and you smell like Vaseline and baby powder, and we like that.
Do what?
Yeah, why do you smell like baby oil, Vaseline, and Taco Bell? What's with that?
I have no clue.
No, somebody rocked and they walked by you and they were like, oh, that's Mexican food, but that's not Chipotle. That's substandard Taco Bell and Vaseline.
We have a bet. We have a bet going on. We all want you to come in the room if we can each take a turn smelling you.
No.
See, Dwight thinks it's Taco Bell. Ted thinks it's Pizza Hut. I think it's something different. But
a pizza,
can you come do that for us?
A Pizza Hut. Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut.
Hey, you
didn't
forget what I said. I thought
you smelled like Chick-fil-A. That might be lemon vinaigrette douche that she's got on her.
Okay. I got to go now because my husband's hollering at me. Okay.
Can I have the dressing on the side? I have the dressing.
Your husband.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, bro. I have a request.
Yes.
How's your night going, bro? I have a serious request for you, but I just need to know, are you having a good day?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, okay. See, we got a problem, me and Dwight. We're here with Crispy. Me and Dwight, we took this thing called a honey. Basically, it's like a honey pot thing. We eat it and we get boners. But for some reason, it had a reverse effect on us.
Dora, this is Reggie.
Hello. Hey, Reggie. I have a kind of a request. Hey, I have a kind of a request for you, Reggie. I was wondering if you could help me out.
I'll see what I can do. What's going on?
Well, do you have a minute? It's going to take about a minute to explain. I don't want to keep you from doing anything else.
Well, go ahead and start.
You see, I'm a retired veteran, and I started taking up driving as sort of a hobby, a pastime. It's, you know, just a job to keep me going. I brought my girlfriend here, Crispy, with me on a drive, and we're parked out front. I was wondering if you could help me out with something.
I don't know what that something is. Go ahead.
Well, you see, I took this thing called a honey stick. And it's supposed to help me out with Crispy here, and it kind of had a reverse effect, and I can't get a boner, so I was wondering if you could come in my truck and fuck Crispy for me a couple times while I watch.
Well, I'm unable to do that. I don't know if anybody else here will be
Why not?
Able to do something like that. I don't think that...
She's hot. She's hot. I mean, she got big tits and a big fat ass.
It's not the question. You know?
Pretty toes that I suck on.
We don't perform.
Oh, you can't perform?
You can't perform, buddy? Well, is there another man I can talk to there, maybe? Who doesn't want to fuck somebody? Come on, man. Get somebody else on the phone that can do the job.
It'll just take 3 pumps.
Yeah, they call her
She's
little
got a
pump.
Tight little pink booty. It'll
But the Hyphonics is on the stream, and he just came across a girl that had her fucking the loudest smoke detector beep in the world. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello? How may I help you?
I just wanted to say hi. I'm going to run away now.
There he goes. There goes the man. There's an additional man. But there's a different man.
Like, where is that file?
Gross. It's in there. It's number 2 sound effect.
Calling Sleeping in Suite.
Number 2. Hello.
Hey, buddy. Oh, I have a problem, buddy. Me and my friend right here, Mr. Ted. We both took a honey stick, and our dick is getting big for Crispy, and Crispy said you are very cute. So if you want to come and maybe come fuck her for a little bit while me and him watch, we record it and put it on next video.
Next video. Can you hold the...
Sir?
Calling Sleeping Suite.
Hi,
hey.
Somebody keeps knocking on my door out here. What do I do about this?
Number?
Hey. I'm in 215.
Get away from my door.
And this guy keeps coming to the door, and he keeps inviting me to come have intercourse with a woman in his room.
No, we don't have any 215 room number, okay? Don't call me again.
Don't lie to the banker. Don't lie.
Sir, I'm scared. The lights just flickered. I may lose power again.
It's just like home.
It's not like home. God damn it.
Hello? Benji Lori, hello?
Nothing's answered.
Dan, this is Jerry. How can I help you?
Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
I'm up in the room with some gentlemen, and the thing is, it's like they're having a little bit of that kind of like, they're like a limp spaghetti that's been like, you know, boiled a little too long. Know what I'm saying?
No, Jerry. I don't. Sorry.
All right. Well, what
you
I'm
don't
saying
have to
is
throw
like,
it in our face.
They can't. Well, you can't rise to the occasion, and you can't. I need to be satisfied, Gregory. Would you? Are you
satisfied?
How hard are you personal to be? Gregory?
Okay, I can't hear you.
Can you come do it, bro? We
I
just
have
want
guests
to watch.
In front of me. What's going on? What's going on? I have guests in front of me. I need to take care of what's
hey,
going
Gary.
On.
They
Gary.
Are limp. They are limp, and I need a hard, sturdy, solid man.
Yeah, a hard man is good to find. That's her. Yeah.
Okay.
Bring in the flapper. We took a honey stick, and it kind of fucked us up.
Thank you for calling by Zember. How can I help you? Hello?
What?
Thank you for calling
Vibe-Denver?
Vibe-Denver?
Oh, I thought you said Bicember. I was like, oh, is that like a month for bisexual people? I'm sorry. I'm just way off. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, we have a friend in the room of the female persuasion, and she's upset because we're unable to perform.
I'm sorry, who are you looking for?
We're looking for men between the ages of 21 and 50 who are able to perform.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, sir, good, thank you. Yes, please, how can I help you?
Okay. Oh, very good, very good. Listen, can I ask you a question, please, about the teriyaki shoot?
Please come fuck me in my ass.
Yes, teriyaki shoot.
Yeah, teriyaki shoot.
Yeah, but I'm asking, what about it?
Days in Tequila.
He's kissing me. He's kissing me. Come here, cutie. Come here. Another lip chop here. Kill him. He's giving me a big kiss.
Have a good night. Bye. Have a good night. Bye. Hi, thank you for calling. Lamisa Bubba with GoPuff. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Well, night now, but listen, so I have a general question. So I'm new to the area, and I'm looking to find a liquor store, okay? And I just need to know, what makes this store so good? There's always a bottle I'm looking for specifically, and it's shaped like something that you would use in a situation that you don't talk about, regularly. Sorry, I'm going to... Oh.
One second.
Grandma, can you take the phone?
Excuse me? Sorry.
I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you.
Oh, you're cutting off.
Grandma, I need the phone that looks like a dildo. You need to put that.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll fuck you to your pussy's dry.
Yes.
Yes, bounce on that dick.
This is Chris, and I'll help you.
Hey,
Chris. I have an issue, Chris. I have a big issue, Chris. I need your help.
Oh, what is your issue, sir?
Excuse me, can you hear me, Chris? I have an issue that I need your help with, please.
What is your issue, sir? I can hear you.
Well, I'm here with my sugar baby, Pappy. She's right here in the room with me, and this guy... We kind of need some help, and Bappy is here, and she wanted to know if you could come to the room.
Come to the, I'm sorry?
Can he come to the room?
Bappy's here, and she wants you to come to the room. She said you were really cute.
Okay.
Please, are you interested?
All right, have a good night.
Do you remember us? We checked in. I'm the real...
Thank you for calling Balzandine. How may I help you today?
Hi, I'm using a paring knife in the room, but I don't have any pears. I just have these pieces of plant life and creatures.
You guys are having fun tonight, and I love that, sir.
Okay,
is there anything else I can help you with? Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Take
good
care.
Night.
Bye. Love you.
Ace Hotel Seattle. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Ace Hotel Seattle.
Hi.
Ace Hotel.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Hello.
Hi. Me and my boyfriend Ted. We just checked in. We need to know
Hi.
If you can supply us something. Ted,
you what?
You want up in the room.
Hi.
We just checked into the room. My boyfriend Ted wants to know what kind of stuff you can bring up to have sex with us with. What do you think? Is a joke book?
Pokey pokey and you shake your big man.
Georgetown in.
That's what it's all about.
Hey bro,
Hello?
You guys don't discriminate or anything?
What's going on?
Like it's okay for two men to have to like share a room, or is there like a discrimination thing or something?
Of course not.
Okay, good, because we got turned away at the other hotel, me and my boyfriend Milkman. We were making a little bit too much noise in the room.
We don't got any rooms available tonight. We're all sold out, man, so I don't know what to tell you.
You motherfucker. You motherfucker. You fucking
How about the desk? You ran a space under the desk? Come on.
This one worked.
Front desk of the Maxwell Hotel. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is the front desk of the Maxwell Hotel. How can I help you?
Hi, do you have any vacancies for tonight?
For tonight? Let me check.
Yeah. I got two burly men here that need a room. I'm just helping them out because they're too drunk to figure out how to do this.
Gotcha.
I'm burly.
He wants to suck my dick.
No, that's not valid currency, I don't think.
Let's
see. Here, take the phone.
Ask him he wants. Hello?
Yes, the tip.
Hello?
Excuse me. What we have available right now. Hello?
Hey, how's your night going, motherfucker? Hello? You show an old man respect when I'm talking. Don't fucking ignore me.
One night.
I'll put your ass in the Cobra clutch. They used to call me Sergeant Slaughter. I beat...
Hi, I'm trying to open my door here, but it seems like it's stuck or someone's on the other side of it. I've been pushing for the last 2 hours to open it, but it doesn't want to open. Am I supposed to be pulling on it? Do I touch the latch and pull on the door? Because I've been pushing.
So what room are you in?
I'm in the room, but I've been trying to get out of the room.
I know. What's
I've
your,
pushing
what's
the door.
Your room number?
Well, it's the one you assigned me, dear. I can't. My eyes, I took my glasses off. I left them on the other side of the room. I don't know. I can't see. I don't
so
want to get
what's
lost.
Your room number?
Well, I think it was 215, but I could be wrong.
We don't have that. Can you hold on?
See, I'm wrong. Do I open the door and push?
Thank you for calling the Watertown. This is Jason. How can I help you? Hello?
Yeah, it's Jason. I've known about you. I've been meaning to call around because I've been trying to get a hold of you, Jason.
Okay, how can I help you?
Jason, you're the guy that fucked Crispy a couple times, and she told me you have a big dick, so we were wondering if we could come in and get you on camera fucking Crispy, because she said it was some of the best dicks she's ever had.
Alright, you have a good day, sir.
Marco Polo.
Marco Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco saw your big titties.
Okay.
Crone in.
Wait a minute.
Crone in.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, bro. I don't like how you coming at me and Dwight.
Yeah, hey. We're TV repairmen. We're amateurs. And we just programmed your TV to show only pornography in this room. What was that siren shit in the background there for a second?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, sir. I was just saying hello a few times, so I couldn't hear you when I first answered.
Thank you for calling Hyatt House at Rodan Sound. This is Fatah. How may I help you?
I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
I'm coming.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. Roots speaking.
Is it Roots?
Please.
Yeah.
Please come to the room with me and Big Dwight. I'm African.
Holiday Inn Express in Auburn. This is Allie speaking. How can I help you? Hello?
Dwight's here. Dwight is in the room with me.
Hi, ma'am. Can you come to our room? We were at this church bazaar, and we won this Chinese finger trap, and we each put our penis into it, and now we're stuck together.
No, I can.
And when we pull up hard, it hurts.
Comfort Inn and Suites, how can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
I need help. I need help. I cannot figure out which hole it is. Which hole?
Which what?
Which hole is it?
I'm not sure your question. Are you calling the right place?
Well, yes, I am. Is this the Pacific Auburn place?
Yeah, this is the Comfort Eat on Pacific. What's your question?
Which hole?
What do you mean, which floor?
No, which hole?
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you very well. I'm not sure your question.
Which hole?
Which what?
You know what? I give him the phone to my father. Father, I need him.
Can you sex the son?
Oh, yes. Bring me the son.
I'm sorry. So what is the question?
Which hole?
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding. What are you? I'm sorry. Do you have a room here?
Can you touch it?
Good evening, Travel Lodge Seattle, North of Downtown.
Hi. Hi, how you doing tonight, honey baby?
How can I help you?
I'm wondering, which hole do I plug my phone into? What? Hello?
Damn, shit.
Hello, Ty, this is Dan. Hello?
You say anal?
This is the low tide.
Yeah, the tide is low.
Who this?
The heat is hot. The chicken is great. Confirm.
Who is this?
It's Dwight. Dwight Squared.
Dwight Squared?
Yes. Confirm.
Who is this?
This is
Dwight
Squared.
Are you looking for the low tide motel?
Yes. The tide is low.
Who is this?
The chicken is hot. It's Dwight Squared. Confirm.
I don't understand, dude.
No, just confirm if it's Dwight Squared. Confirm.
I don't know who Dwight Squared is.
That's me. I'm Dwight Squared. Confirm.
Confirm what?
Confirm. Dwight Squared. Confirm. 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 It made no fucking sense, but it was funny.
Good evening, Surf Chris Resort. This is Melody speaking.
Hi, why did that woman hang up on me? I wanted to talk cluck clucks with her.
I do not know.
Does
oh,
she have, does
I
she
heard
have
it,
the,
yes.
cluck, the cluck clucks?
Cluck clucks, yes,
Holy
I hear it
what?
Now.
No, no, what do you mean? What do you hear? Oh, you hear my chickens in the background?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I was just asking, what do I do? Because like some of the blood juice of the sacrifice went off of the tarp and it's on the floor.
Ooh, I would use ammonia to mop that up, sir. Thank you.
But I don't have any. I see motel. Hello. Hi. This is Christmas Eve. Yeah, we're closed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're
closed?
Yeah, we're full, so we don't have anybody there at the office. So.
Oh wait. No. Are you full? Are you full or you're closed? Which is it?
Oh, we're full. We're full.
Oh.
Then
why'd you answer the phone? Then why'd you answer the phone, motherfucker?
Thank you for calling Guest Services. This is Katie speaking. How can I help you?
Why are you talking like that? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh,
how can I
need a room I need a room, please.
Okay, wait one moment.
Resident Center Cafe Station, this is Alicia. Can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, baby? How you doing, baby? You want to go up to 215 and shag, baby? Yo, yeah!
While editing the show, I remembered that I had some sound recordings from 23 years ago of myself. So let's hear some of them, because I called that last call the definition of cringe. But here's some more definition of cringe.
I ate a baby. Baby, it's what's for dinner. Baby, the other white meat.
So yeah, I have to say sorry to Wingless for calling that last call the definition of cringe, when in fact, I think I might own the definition of cringe.
Alaska Airport Hotel, this is Elizabeth. How can I help you?
Hey, give me a free room.
What do you need?
I need a free room.
A
for like
free
5 minutes.
That would be really nice. I would totally do that if I could.
Well, okay, okay, what's the rental for one room?
A total for one room? Like before taxes or after taxes?
Altogether, like out of pocket, what am I looking at?
$219.24.
Okay, and am I guaranteed one that just freshly had the 9-volt replaced in the fire alarm?
Nope, unfortunately, I can't guarantee that.
Okay, Well, that's the reason I'm renting the room is because in my room, the 9-volt, the battery is chirping. It's low, and I need to get a new one, and I want to take it from your room. I want to take it from your room.
So you want to rent a room even though you're in a room to replace the battery?
No, I'm at home. I want to come and rent a room. I'm going to bring the 9-volt out of my smoke detector. No, I got a 9-volt in my bed, and it's low, and I'm going to take it out of my smoke detector. I'm going to come. I'm going to rent the room. I'm going to take the battery out of your smoke detector. I'm going to put the battery, the low one, in your smoke detector, and I'm going to bring the fresh one home.
So you're going to spend $200 instead of going to the store and buying a 9-volt, right? I just want to
make sure. Yes, because then when I come back home, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call the bank and I'm going to do a charge back so that I get my money back.
You think that would work?
No, it will, because I'm going to use my Discover card and I'm going to tell them it was stolen.
But we have cameras that show you inserting your card physically. So I don't think that would work.
I'm gonna book it online.
Right, but even if you book it online, you still have to insert your card physically when you're here.
Yeah, so but I'll have somebody else do it. I'm gonna go find a homeless man that's jonesing for drugs, and then I'll have him do it.
I like that. I would continue this conversation, but I really do have people in front of me.
Why do you keep saying insert? Why do you keep saying insert?
Home to Portland Airport. Hello?
Hi. How are you doing? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Hi.
Hi, what can I do for you?
I was wondering if you had any vacancies for tonight.
We do. We've only got king rooms, however.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, because I got... there's 3 people with me. That'll be perfect.
Okay. For one bed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Including tax, it would be $208.
Okay. And it's okay if grandma... do you have rubber sheets by any chance? Because grandma's got a little bit of an issue.
No.
Okay. Do you mind if we bring in a tarp? Laid over her part of the bed?
I guess.
Okay, because she's been melting in the sun all day.
Yeah, if you come in,
Could you move over to the left a little bit more so I can see you better on the phone? Just a little bit to the left. There we go. Perfect.
Yes, sir. I've got the recording here. This guy, I want the phone call treat. I want to rest warrant issues for him. It'll take them a week or two, but they'll show up at your door with a breast warrant. You'll be so funny. Yes, sir. Yeah, you can hear them. They're being real quiet.